Today is Monday, March 30th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Virtual Vacation Day. It's National Pencil Day. It's National Doctor's Day. It's National Take a Walk in the Park Day. And last but not least, my favorite, it's National Turkey Neck Soup Day. Not really, but I don't even think I've ever had turkey neck soup. Turkey neck soup just doesn't seem like something that, I don't know. I don't think it's something that I would have. When would I ever have a turkey neck? I suppose if I made turkey for Thanksgiving, that I would have a turkey neck. But generally, that's not something that I have laying around. So we had a week. We had a weekend. The last day I recorded was Tuesday of last week. I had no orchestra rehearsal on Wednesday because it was spring break for most of the folks around here in the Northwest Arkansas region. And so because so many people were going to be on vacation, etc., I think the orchestra director was also going to be on vacation. We didn't have it. So Mark and I just had a nice dinner at home and watched TV like we normally would. And it was very relaxing. And then on Thursday, nothing really to report happened on Thursday that I can remember anyway. And then Friday, we had the mix. So I had dinner with Mark, and then I went up and finished preparing for the show. And we had the mix, and it was Daniel's birthday on Saturday. And so, I tried to start off with a song, but my voice nowadays doesn't cooperate with trying to sing. And, because I'm flimmy. But anyway, so I did my best, but Gary really does it the best. And so it was a good show. It was a shorter show than normal, but then we did go into an after show and I sang, we wish Daniel happy birthday. He had a lot of messages. I think he had more messages than I normally do for, when my birthday rolls around. So I think you guys need to step it up. When it's my birthday, which everyone, I'll wait. Go get a pencil. Yes, go get your pencil. I'm waiting. And so my birthday, if you're ready. My birthday is August 17th, 1978. All you really need to know is August 17th. So before August 17th, all of you should call in and wish me a happy birthday. Now, I know you have a little bit to wait. I'll remind you when the time comes, but that's when it's going to be. So if you've written it down, you'll know. And so then I ordered Whataburger, I have to admit, after the show, and it was delivered. I'm trying to save money, you guys. So I'm eating mostly at home and I'm really trying to watch my calories because I want to lose a little bit of weight before I go to Florida. And then I want that to continue on until I go on the cruise because I always want to be in my best shape before I'm going to have to take my shirt off. And when I go on a cruise, I'm going to have to get in a hot tub or get in a pool or get in the ocean at some point. And I don't like to get in water with my shirt on. It just, the shirt clings to you in weird ways that, I just don't want. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I'm going to do. There. But I ordered Whataburger is what I'm trying to say. So I had Whataburger, I watched an episode of Fringe, and then I went to bed. And then on Saturday, we didn't really do much on Saturday. I got up, Mark did his run, and so I slept a little bit late and then got up. I cooked breakfast. We had eggs and rice and Spam. And very Hawaiian or, semi-Filipino breakfast. And then I don't remember what we did after that. I know at some point this weekend we watched the show Heartstopper, which is, I loved it so much. I was almost at tears so many times. But I didn't cry, but I was almost at tears because it was about season 3 was what we were watching. And it was about his struggles with mental health and anorexia, which I'm not anorexic. I eat, my problem is probably the reverse. I eat way too much, but not a, you know, not an eating disorder at all. But he had an eating disorder, but he was also obsessive compulsive, and he had to go to a program, and he was in therapy and all this stuff. And how supportive his boyfriend was just reminded me of how supportive Mark has been. And it was, I don't know, it was really sweet. So we did watch that. I believe that was on Sunday, but we binge watched it. We had dinner at a, on Saturday, we had dinner at a Mexican bar and grill, and it was good. I had these fried tacos. I can't really describe them, but it was, they were very crispy, but they had shredded beef and mashed potatoes inside of them. And it was served with salsa and guacamole to put on top. They were good. They were good. And then we had just chips and salsa for an appetizer, so to speak. But so we did that, and that was fun. And then I wanted to go get ice cream after that. And so I said, hey, we're going to go to Andy's Frozen Custard, because we have this place around here called Andy's Frozen Custard. And so we had not been to the one nearest our house. And I said, you know, tonight would be a good night. It was kind of cold, so I figured it wouldn't be very busy because it was kind of cold out. And so I thought, well, you know, how many people are going to be getting ice cream when it's cold outside? Oh, little did I know, everybody and their mother. And this is always the way with me. I think I come up with these unique, brilliant ideas. Oh, we're going to go get ice cream for dessert. We're going to just have dinner. And then instead of ordering dessert at the restaurant, we're going to go and we're going to get ice cream for dessert at this other place. We get there. There's a line of people at the window because they don't have an indoor. They have a window, but it's outside. And so there's a line of people at the outside, and there are cars wrapped all the way around the building. But I was determined that we were going to get ice cream. So I got in line. The parking lot wasn't even big enough to support all of us. So I got in line. We waited probably for 15 or 20 minutes and finally got up to the front, got our ice cream. It's good. I mean, I will say that. It is good, but I don't know why so many people were wanting to get ice cream when it was cold outside. I know I wanted it. So maybe, I don't know why I wanted it, because I was cold too, but that's what we did. And then Sunday, we just watched TV. That's when we watched Heartstopper. And it's Monday today, so I'm just, I edited mix, and that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday, probably. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.